What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Final hour of this show. Amy Marks Corr is Chris Ranji. Good to have you with us today. And at 11 o'clock every Monday, we talk to independent news creator, political commentator, and author of the daily newsletter, So What? It is Chris Saliza, who joins the show talking national politics with us every Monday. How's it going, Chris?
Hello, all. From a Starbucks in hot downtown Washington, D.C.
You're at a Starbucks in Washington, D.C.?
That is confirmed.
Oh, okay. Are you... Well, I love a good Starbucks.
I mean, it's air-conditioned, which is the most important thing right now in D.C.
Chris, we're going to do this real quick. We're going to see if we can get a better connection with you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
is that cool?
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll put you on hold real quick. See if we get a better connection, and then we will... we'll start our conversation.
Yes.
It's a little difficult to hear him in the coffee shop.
But it sounded less like a coffee shop issue than a phone issue because it sounded like the coffee shop was underwater.
Well, it sounded bustling.
It was bustling. But Starbucks is always bustling.
It really is. Like every Starbucks you ever go to is always a lot of people in there. Doesn't matter what time of day.
Yeah, I still like Starbucks. I get a lot of grief from coffee snob friends for liking Starbucks. I like kind of the bitter flavor of it. It's good.
You know,
it's
I don't
good coffee. I don't like their espresso as much, but I like their black coffee.
So you know
yes.
that black coffee, we've discussed this, but I should reiterate that there have been studies done that people who like black coffee only are more likely to be psychopathic.
I guess I should have said drip coffee.
Oh, I see.
Like, their espresso versus their drip coffee. I like their drip coffee,
okay.
And then I add cream and sugar.
But people who like the bitter beverage...
You mean black coffee just with nothing in it?
Black, straight black coffee.
Can't do it.
Yeah, apparently people are crazy who do that.
So we've
got Chris with us again here. I don't want to belabor this point too much, though, Chris. So hopefully you're not drinking black coffee at the Starbucks.
No, iced caramel macchiato, and this is how much I care about you guys.
Yeah.
It was too loud in the Starbucks, so I am standing on a street corner.
Yeah,
in the heat.
Perfect.
Those are the kind of sacrifices I'm willing to make.
Chris, what a guy!
This is incredible. This is
not all heroes wear capes, people.
What a guy! How about it?
A saggy,
sorry about that. That was weird.
Sweaty cape. No, thank you so much for standing on the hot street corner for us. I guess we'll jump into it now. Hopefully, your iced coffee isn't melting too much. But their President Trump has closed a trade deal with the European Union, which was a pretty big deal because the two biggest economic powers would not want them to descend into a trade war. So it seems like this trade deal is a win for the U.S. Is that the overall takeaway?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think there are we can debate the long-term consequences of sort of holding a gun up to the head of our major trading partners and saying, you better do this or else. But the short-term consequence is it's generally working. I think the EU looked at this and they thought, well, like, do we want 30% tariffs in place for a month and we'll have this big fight and then we'll settle on 15%? Or should we just make a deal now that is not great for us but not terrible for us and move on? And I think they decided to go with the latter option, which candidly is an option that a lot of these countries are taking. Now, I could make you an argument that treating our allies this way, the sort of you better do this or else, because we're powerful and we'll make you pay for it, may not have great long-term consequences. But, you know, I think it's hard to argue with the short-term effectiveness of this strategy.
So what does, when you talk to people on the Hill, what is the overall sentiment about what the long-term is going to be here? Because it might work now, but costs are still going to go up for people. What happens, you know, and does that worsen as time goes on? How do people feel like this is going to project?
I think people don't honestly know. And I think part of that is because Trump is pretty unpredictable, right? We've had tariffs on, tariffs off, deals made, deals canceled. So it's like, I think everybody's like, oh, I don't totally know what's coming next. But then also, you know, one thing that I think is challenging is a lot of the most dire predictions from economists about what Donald Trump's policies on particularly tariff policies would do haven't come true, right? We're not in a recession. The stock market is doing quite well. So I think it's like, I think everybody is accepting, or at least should be accepting, that we don't know the answer. I think in the near term, when the tariffs do go into place on Friday with countries, you know, ones who have made deals with us and ones who won't, or haven't, you'll see an increase in revenue coming in through tariffs. I mean, I don't think there's any question. We've already seen that. I think we're going to see more of that. Again, to me, it's like, it may well work near term. I don't know what it means in the longer term in terms of how we choose to treat our allies. And or is there a blowback from that? But, you know, honestly, I think a lot of people are like, OK, wait, we're getting more money coming in. That's good. I'm not worried about I'll worry about the long term in the long term.
Yeah, obviously, with St. Louis being, you know, the headquarters for Boeing, and this deal works out really well for the aerospace sector, for Boeing and Airbus. The Wall Street Journal said it's back to 1979 because it reinstates a decades-old tariff exemption for the aerospace sector that's going to allow for free shipment of new aircraft, new engines, and spare parts. And as far as Boeing's concerned, Airbus is concerned, they've got to be pretty happy.
Yeah, I mean, look, Amy, I think one thing we've learned, particularly when it comes to like corporate America, is all the talk about, well, is this good for America and our way of life, really is subsumed by, is this good for our business? So it's like, the aerospace industry is mostly focused on making money for the aerospace industry, breaking news. And I think, you know, Trump's kind of transactional nature has exposed that at some level. It's kind of like, I mean, one of the things I was most surprised by in the early days of Donald Trump, but I guess in retrospect is not terribly surprising, is the big law firms in D.C. And elsewhere who were like, okay, yeah, we'll make deals with you. We'll pay you. We'll do some legal work for you, because basically they made the calculation being at war publicly with Donald Trump is worse and more costly than paying him off. So I think you have seen a lot of kind of, well, I got to get my own stuff happening. And so I think, yeah, it's going to be good for the airline industry. It's going to be good for other industries too. You know, we don't know sort of how long that will last, and is it as good as we think it's going to be, but it's good for them, and I think that they're happy with it.
Chris Ciliza, political commentator and author of the daily newsletter, So What? He's an independent news creator you can see on Substack, YouTube, Newsphere, also a contributor to News Nation. We're going to let you get back inside where the AC is so you don't have to stand outside in this heat. We know what you're talking about because it's 150 degrees here today.
I heard the weather report. And before I came on with you guys, and it sounds even worse there than it is here.
Absolutely. It's disgusting. So stay cool.
All right, team. See you next week.
Thank you.
Chris Ciliza with us on KMOX. See, most people understand that this is horrible weather.
Mm-hmm.
Who really likes this?
We brought this up earlier. There's two different ways I want to go with this, one on the trade war and one on the weather. But is this what it is like in Louisiana every day in
gotta
the summer?
Be. It's got to be.
Like, I don't think it's worse than this in Louisiana. I just think maybe it's every day all summer.
I just don't think, I can't understand why anybody would think this is good for anything except being at the pool. This is the only good weather. The only thing that this weather is good for is being at the pool.
I don't know
or the beach. That's it.
Workers who are outside, how they do it. There's roofers.
Oh, man.
How are you roofing now?
Like early this morning, there were people on top of this roof, and I knew it was already like 85 mm-hmm. degrees, and I thought, man, you guys are going to be, by 2 o'clock in the afternoon?
So here's what's crazy. I run in the heat, and it has worn me down this week doing runs in the heat, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I think I'm feeling sick. My dad works outside all day long. My parents have, like a yard that takes like a ton of work because they live out in the country. So he's always mowing and trimming and clearing trees that have fallen and working on fences and all these things. I don't know how he does it. I couldn't do it.
I don't either.
He was out there all day on Saturday.
Oh, come on.
I was worried. I'm like, Dad, drink some water. He's like, I'm fine. He's like, I'm used to it. This is what I grew up doing. I don't know how you work outside all day. You've got to sweat 2 gallons.
Absolutely commend people who do it.
Yeah.
Working on a roof or the road.
The road.
God bless you. I don't know how you do it, but stay cool, stay hydrated, do the best you can. Heat warning, excessive heat warning in effect. They extended it again, so through Wednesday at 7 o'clock.
I will say this, just because, again, we're continuing our conversation.
PM, 7 p.m. Yes.
Continuing our conversation. Why do you live in St. Louis? Do you love it here? Do you love hate it here? Are you going to move? Are you not going to move? There are so many pros to living to St. Louis, and there are cons, as there are in every city. But I will say this about New York City, that travel always goes down to New York City right now, because when it is like this in New York, those subways, woof.
Not great.
It is not great. I am grateful for an air-conditioned car.
Yeah, check in with us. Give us your thoughts on St. Louis and what your love-hate relationship is. You can also leave us a voice message on the Odyssey app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
All right, again, we want to hear from you. 314-436-7900. Do you have a love-hate relationship with St. Louis? Actually, just a minute ago, we were going through some of the big pros of living in St. Louis compared to other places. We'll get to those at 11:30. But Ranj, do you remember? I don't know if you remember this. There was a Coldplay concert.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a CEO.
I heard.
That was having an affair.
That's
with
right.
His head of HR.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that CEO worked for Astronomer, like a tech company. And Astronomer has capitalized on all of the publicity it's getting because of this Coldplay concert scandal. And they hired none other than Gwyneth Paltrow to do an ad for Astronomer. Now, Gwyneth Paltrow is Chris Martin's ex-wife, the head of Coldplay. And so here's Astronomer with Gwyneth Paltrow.
Thank you for your interest in Astronomer. Hi, I'm Gwyneth Paltrow. I've been hired on a very temporary basis to speak on behalf of the 300-plus employees at Astronomer. Astronomer has gotten a lot of questions over the last few days, and they wanted me to answer the most common ones. Yes, Astronomer is the best place to run Apache Airflow, unifying the experience of running data, ML, and AI pipelines at scale. We've been thrilled so many people have a newfound interest in data workflow automation. As for the other questions we've received, yes, there is still room available at our Beyond Analytics event in September. We will now be returning to what we do best, delivering game-changing results for our customers. Thank you for your interest in Astronomer.
So while Gwyneth Paltrow's bringing up the question, saying, here's some questions we've had, and you can hear the typing, the person, the text on the screen just said, what the actual, and then the F word. Like, then it's kind of spelled out and she cuts it off. And so the questions are related to the scandal, and her answers obviously have nothing to do with them. That's leaning into your moment.
I think that's really funny. And what a perfect hire to get Chris Martin's ex. That's good. That's really, really strong.
Gosh, when was this? 2019, 2018? Whenever Coldplay went to Enterprise Center. And we went, and Chris Martin, I mean, it was an incredible concert. It was one of the best concerts I've ever gone to. And Chris Martin really interacts with the crowd. He's very personable.
Yeah.
He joked about...
He wants everybody to participate.
Yes, but he talked about St. Louis, and I think the AC wasn't working right in Enterprise,
God.
And he kept apologizing for having to change shirts, and he said, is this why Nelly wrote that song? And then he walked around the crowd. He had a piano set up in like one of the club areas of Enterprise. So he disappears, shows back up in the middle of the crowd, introduces the whole band, and then finally he said, and I'm Chris... I'm Gwyneth Paltrow's ex-husband.
All right. I love the sense of humor. That's really good.
He's like,
and I bet he thinks this ad is very funny.
Yes.
That's
Well, remember they did a conscious uncoupling. It wasn't a divorce.
I don't remember
that. It was a conscious uncoupling.
But I don't have any, I guess you probably could say maybe it's in poor taste. For Astronomer to do this, to take advantage of the situation, but I don't think so.
Do?
No, because it's not like anybody, I mean, people probably got emotionally hurt, but it's not like anybody got hurt. You know what I'm saying? So I think this is okay. It's okay to do this. It took off. Everybody was talking about it. The world knew about it. You couldn't find more than one person. If you stopped 50 people on the street, you might find one person that hadn't heard of what happened. So why not take advantage of something like that?
To be honest, I think they actually extended their moment by doing this because the news cycle moves so fast. We wouldn't be talking about the Coldplay moment again if this hadn't if this commercial with Gwyneth Paltrow hadn't been made, because it's over. The moment's over. I know there are people behind the times who will say, hey, did you see this meme? But even the meme world moves on fast. And I haven't seen any Coldplay concert memes in the past couple of days.
But people will always remember it.
They'll always remember it, but they definitely...
As soon as you see the image of those two people, everybody's going to know what that is.
Yeah, but they extended their moment in the spotlight. Speaking of being in the spotlight, we do have an update on our skydiving guest
our
from
skydiving
last
grandma.
Week. Yes.
Charlotte.
Charlotte went skydiving on Friday, 85 years old. She, was it Cedarhurst?
Yep. Yes, Cedarhurst. Cedarhurst and Tesson Ferry.
Yep, senior living, Cedarhurst senior living at Tesson Ferry. They all had, all the residents at Cedarhurst were part of a contest. Basically, what's a wish of something you've always wanted to do, a bucket list contest. And Charlotte's was go skydiving. Now, her husband was in the 101st Airborne Division in the Army, and then he continued to skydive throughout his life. She had never done it. She'd packed his bag. She'd gone with him, but she'd never jumped out of the plane. So, of course, she won. She said everyone at Cedarhurst thought she was crazy. I think it's the best commercial for a senior living facility that you'll ever find.
Come to Cedarhurst. You can jump out of an airplane.
You can jump out of an airplane. They don't limit you.
Right.
Life is full at Cedarhurst.
The possibilities, endless.
Endless, yes. And so Charlotte went skydiving. I watched the video. She, not only did she survive, but when they landed, she said, they asked her if she wanted to do it again. She goes, absolutely, let's go up right now. But it is actually pretty amazing. Kudos to the skydiving expert. You know, they went tandem.
Mm-hmm.
Because I would think, too, you'd want to make sure it's not a rough landing.
Well, yeah, of course.
Because it's you're coming in at a quick speed, and she kept her feet up. She didn't get tripped up. They landed beautifully. It was so impressive.
Well,
is Charlotte braver than you?
Good for Charlotte Mozensky. I'm happy for her.
Mm-hmm.
Not happy with her, though, in general, because she promised she would call us. She promised she would call while she was in the air. Yeah, on the way down.
Yeah.
And she didn't do it.
I think...
She lied to us.
What if she called and Frank didn't answer?
Oh, why would Frank not be answering the phone?
Well, he's busy.
I'm going to lead
Maybe
toward...
Maybe he's online shopping and he thought, I'll get this later.
It could be it.
That's you.
That's you?
Always online shopping.
Are you really?
I always have like 10 tabs open.
Are you online shopping during the show?
Oh, have I gone over to a tab and looked through? Absolutely.
That's...
You don't have 10 tabs open? I mean,
yeah,
10
I do,
shopping
but
tabs.
It's, you know, it's like, what
so
we got
I have
Fox
NHL,
2, CNN.
Yep, Wall Street Journal, Washington Post, New York Times. I only have one online
Cardinals.com, Post-Dispatch, my
I have
emails.
A furniture tab open.
Come on, dude. Come on. What's the matter with you?
There's a lot of commercial breaks.
I think Charlotte might be a liar.
What?
Because she didn't call us. She promised she didn't call us.
Oh, my gosh. I think you pressure people in situations, Ranj, that they don't want to be in.
Do you think so?
Yes.
What is that supposed to mean?
You put people on the spot, and you're pretty aggressive with your suggestions to the point of, I don't want to say bullying, because I don't think it's malicious.
No.
It just puts people, I mean, this is how you probably ask people, want to go out with me? Say yes, say yes. Let's say yes, you can go out tomorrow. Say yes, you can go out tomorrow at 8. Is that how you ask ladies
out?
No,
it's not how I ask ladies out.
I can see you doing that.
That's not what I do.
If you've been asked
pretty.
Out by Chris Ranji.
And chances are you have.
I am pretty cool.
314-436-7900.
Cool. No, for real. I'm a cool guy.
Do you want to say yes? Say yes. Say yes or I will haunt you. Say yes or I will show up at your house.
I'll say this. My game is impeccable. It's so good. You should all learn from me.
Okay.
Including you, Pajeski, especially you.
Not from you.
You loser.
Well.
I love you, buddy. Amy Marks Kors, Chris Ranji. We've asked you to tell us what your love-hate relationship with St. Louis is. If you have one like that, tell us your thoughts. 314-436-7900. Chris and Amy on KMOX.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Amy Marks Kors, Chris Ron, KMOX. Good day to you all. We're doing a great show today.
I mean,
they're always great. But we're leading up to Gas House Gang at 12 o'clock. Tom Ackerman to me. John Rooney's on the show as well. We'll talk trade deadline, talk Cardinals splitting the series, and what happens with the rest of the roster before Thursday.
But right now, we are talking about continuing our conversation about St. Louis. And do you have a love-hate relationship with St. Louis? It was just kind of interesting. It was a conversation I was having with my friends this weekend. These are friends who are not from here. So they're, you know, outsiders who now live here, but important to note for context, their family isn't here. Their friends aren't here.
Right.
They're, you know, old friends they grew up with. This isn't home for them. So I think for them, they see it like, you don't have mountains. You don't have the beach. This weather is insane, which I'm sure it's making everybody a little bit crabby right now. And so they were just frustrated with it. And I'm from here. So for me, this is home. And you're always going to be biased towards home. It's where my family is. It's where my friends are. It's familiar, right? Like, And I do think if you're a crazy, young, partier, nightlife person, well, yeah, sure, maybe Chicago and New York is going to be better for you. But I do think for families, it is a really, really great place to raise a family. It's affordable. It's not overly crowded. It's not difficult. There are awesome cities, but it's hard to raise a family in Manhattan, right? It's not difficult. And as one texter pointed out, which I think is he really nailed the hit the nail on the head, you have some of the big city amenities or big city features like Cardinals baseball, Blues hockey, arts and food and all of that. But it does still feel like a small town.
So,
and it
and
feels
not everybody,
extra small because so many people are from here, like generationally.
And of course, not everybody likes that small town feel, but many people do. They want to have all the stuff that, you know, they can go downtown if they want to, and then go to Cardinals game, Blues game if they want to. They have the option, but they want to live a little further out and they want to have their space. And I get that. I do think you can have that in a lot of cities, though. And I am still not entirely convinced that being out and about, going to restaurants, going to grocery stores, is all that cheaper in St. Louis than it is in Chicago, for example. Again, when I do go there, I just don't notice prices being all that different than here. What I'm saying is I think that I know prices have gone up across the board pretty much everywhere in the country. And that's been the case for a while now, but I don't feel like it is a whole lot cheaper here.
Here's what we need to do.
It still feels way overpriced. A lot of things are way overpriced here.
We need to talk to my cousin who is kind of what I was saying, like that younger person, single, can, you know, has a lot of freedom to do things. She just moved from Kansas City to Brooklyn. I want to ask, like, how is that, just like, how has it hit your wallet?
Right.
Because it's now, right, it's post this new inflation that we've had over the past few years. My problem is all of the prices that are stuck in my head are from when I first became a quote unquote adult, you know, living on my own. So early, mid 2000s, 2005, 6, 7, 8, 9. And those are the prices that I have stuck in my head. And that is not where we're at right now. But it'd be interesting to talk to her and see what have you noticed was insane and what hasn't been insane moving from Kansas City to Brooklyn.
A text message here says, I love St. Louis and I am a homer for sure. But if I wasn't born here, I would never move here. And that's interesting because that's like kind of how I think. I don't know that if I wasn't.
Yeah.
Already here and have a history with the city and memories of going to places in the city with my family, with my grandparents, with my parents, them taking me to see stuff, coming to the fair, St. Louis, coming to Cardinals games, going to the hill to eat, you know, all of these activities that we did. And even living in my grandmother living in Chesterfield or Baldwin and being out there all the time. Or, you know, North County, going to the stores off 270. If I didn't have memories of that, I don't know that if you dropped me here out of an airplane and I'm here and I'm looking around and I explore for a while, I don't know that I would say, this place is awesome.
A couple things. Like, right. You're not, a lot of people aren't vacationing here. They're not dreaming about coming here like you go to Cabo San Lucas or LA or New York, whatever it may be, because we're not that big, sexy city. Also, to your point, if you're not from here, I have heard because so many St. Louisans are from here. That's why we say, where did you go to high school? I've heard that if you're not from here, sometimes it's kind of hard to get plugged in because we can be kind of clicky. We all are so familiar with each other.
So,
and we know the high schools that if you're not from here, it can be difficult because it can be clicky. But then also, if you're not from here, maybe if you've moved from Omaha or from a small town in Kentucky or from Arkansas, you're thinking, hey, I still get that Midwest town vibe, but now I've got big city sports like the Cardinals, like the Blues.
Yeah. And as we've said, it would make a much bigger difference having a football team here, too. For whatever reason, just the presence of NFL in a city almost legitimizes it in a way. And to have an NFL team is a big deal in terms of profile. It helps a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And of course we don't have that, which is unfortunate. I don't know that we ever will, but you know, that's the situation we're in. This message says, I'm from St. Louis, live in Tulsa, can't get a decent pizza. Found frozen Dogtown pizza, but a cold Emo's can't be beat. St. Louis will always be home. And that's Jeff who checks in from Tulsa quite a bit here on the show.
So, and that's, you know, obviously you have the Thunder, the OKC Thunder, which would be, how far is that from Tulsa? Is that pretty far?
Oklahoma City?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know what the distance
maybe
is.
Maybe that wouldn't even count. So Tulsa, if you move from Tulsa to St. Louis, you're getting all of the city amenities. Like we said, the big sports, you have the arch, you have the zoo, you have Forest Park. And I will say, we cannot downplay Forest Park because it is voted the best city park in the country.
So I think the thing about the pizza and Emo's, that's fascinating because sometimes our pizza, our style of pizza, is a thing that out-of-towners use to disparage the city.
Hmm.
Kind of like Skyline Chili in Cincinnati. People make fun of Skyline Chili. People nationally make fun of St. Louis-style pizza. They sort of look at that as like a, ew, what are they doing down there? Why do they think that is good?
It's super divisive. And Jeff, meanwhile,
Jeff, meanwhile, uses it as a thing that makes him miss St. Louis.
Well, okay, and just as a side note.
So I think you have to grow, and this is what I tell people. Don't go into it thinking it tastes like regular pizza because it does not. So
okay.
It's its own thing.
And we're not being rude to Emo's because in Australia, is it Marmite?
Is it?
Wait, what's the word? It's not Marmite, is it?
I don't know. I think
yeah, it is Marmite. And I tried it.
Is it a vegetable thing? Is it a vegetable
it's
spread?
Like a
is
yeast
that what it is?
Spread.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. And so Australians, very proud of Marmite, but pretty much everyone else in the world, Vegemite, that's what it is, Vegemite or Marmite.
Okay.
At any rate, it's not great. But they're very proud of it, and they love it. So that has to do with what's home to you. Tulsa's an hour and 40 minutes from OKC.
Hour and 40.
So I don't think Tulsa can't even claim the thunder.
Here's a message. My wife did what a lot of St. Louisans do, went out, got married, and brought me back. Been here 30 plus years, and I love it, and her. Well, that's very nice.
That's awesome.
And that's what I say. There are my experience with people from out of town who do live here and put down roots, 90% of the time it's that they met somebody from here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they met a in college and she wanted to come back and be by the family and he agreed to it. So that's where they live now. That's most of my experience. Not all of it, but that's a lot of people I know from out of town.
So we've poo-pooed the airport before, right? Lambert's not the most glamorous of airports. Were we spoiled when we were the TWA hub. Growing up, I didn't have any layovers. We flew direct everywhere. When I was 20 years old, my sister and I flew direct St. Louis to Heathrow. Unbelievable. And in fact, there were so many layovers here because it's in the middle of the country. And Matt brought up a good point. Something that I do take for granted is we're not too far from anywhere in the United States.
Right.
You do get kind of spoiled when you start to realize, man, when you live in California, everywhere is far away. Like the rest of the country is so far away. So if you do travel, you fly for business. It's just one of the perks, but being in the middle of the country is great for traveling. I just wish we were still a hub.
It's great. So that's it. It's great that we are centrally located and convenient in that way if you do travel. But it's also, for me, a source of frustration because we're so centrally located. This should be that hub.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that it's not, you know, years and years ago, it did used to be the kind, you know, you would pass through St. Louis on the way west.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why it's called the Gateway to the West. People would come through here and it was more bustling in that way. There's no reason this should not be a major, major metropolis.
Okay, changing
except
again.
It's not on a coast.
Switching to a completely different facet because we've talked about the weather. I get it. It's crummy right now. It's really hot and it's always humid here. However, I have meteorological ADD. I get bored. I love the seasons. I love winter. I love knowing it might snow. Okay, this is going to sound crazy. I don't think I could live in Arizona. I mean, maybe if I lived up in the mountains like Flagstaff, but Phoenix is rough. They had 3 months of over 110 degrees.
110 or something like that.
And then you don't get snow in the winter.
They don't get snow, but the weather, if you just take the weather for what it is in January, like December, January, February, really nice. It's cool. It's like that perfect, cool 60-degree weather.
So that hiking trip in May, when we were on the eastern side of the Sierra Nevadas and Reno was 110 degrees. And then we were driving south down, down the 395 in California. It was so hot and dusty and desolate, I guess, because a lot of neighborhoods aren't being built in the middle of the desert. There were tumbleweeds through these old towns. And I thought I might die if I had to live in one of those old towns where it's just hot all the time. So, yes, I guess like in Arizona or something like that, I would have to be able to live at a high enough elevation to get some relief because Phoenix is rough. People love it, but I don't know that I could do it.
Aspen snowmass. Are you familiar with that? Okay. Mm-hmm. Just moved back. This is a text message from Aspen snowmass.
Wow.
That area, working for a big landscaping company for the last 5 years. Your money goes farther down here. Miss shredding those mountains, though.
I bet he does. Here's Aspen snowmass. Like, I love shopping, as Matt likes to point out. When we went to Aspen and we built in one kind of like recovery day from all of our big hiking. So we walked around Aspen. I couldn't go shopping. I can tell you that. All the stores were
Gucci.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And we were, you know, we're in our hiking outfits.
Louis.
You don't move to the mountains to wear a suit and tie to dinner. I can tell you that. But in Aspen they do. But I can't do that. I can't wear a suit and tie to dinner in the mountains. So we found a little back alley pho restaurant. Like, they were just served all sorts of pho.
Yeah.
It was the best pho I've ever had. I think we ate it next to a dumpster, but it was so good.
Those are the great spots.
Yeah, it was really good.
And this message before we hit the break, at dinner the other night with our 5 college/high school kids, they all said they wanted to live in a bigger city until they raise a family. Then they wanted to come back home and raise them in St. Louis.
Yes, you hear that too. And that a lot of people come back.
And I'd
to
say
raise a family.
And I would say a lot of people end up going to another town and don't leave that one. They just stay there.
Depending on the town.
Right.
Yeah.
And depending on what you have back here in terms of family. So we love your input.
Right. This is good stuff.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Amy Marks Kors, Chris Ranji. Gas House Gang coming up at 12. We're still with you until then on 104.1 FM KMOX. So we asked the question earlier. If there was a gift shop at the Vatican, and if anybody had been there, let us know about it.
Yeah, and I thought you guys really let us down.
But no, here's a text message right here. It says, been to the Vatican. There is definitely a gift shop. And then they also go on, Amy, because they address what we were talking about. Grew up in Chicago, came down to St. Louis for school, found a job, and stuck around. I still always say I want to move back to Chicago, but now I'm married with a dog and a house, and don't know when I'll be leaving. Love it here. So that's a person. Mm. And so they came down here for school. Yeah. And met somebody and ended up getting married, which is what happens a lot.
And the people here are good. I really, really like the community. I always say it's because we don't have anything else. We got to be great. You know, like, we got to love the community. And I will say, my friend that I was talking about, who, like I said, if you live in San Diego and grew up there, it's hard to live in St. Louis if all your family and friends are in San Diego. But she did say that some of her very best and closest friendships she has made here in St. Louis, right? And the community here is so strong. And she said, as much as I complain, I don't want to take the community for granted. And people do make a big difference. And some people will plug in and find a community in a different city, and that's fine. Probably depends a little bit on your lifestyle.
Sure.
And how you get plugged in. But people, no matter where you are, the people make a huge difference. They make or break an experience.
Our texter who moved from Aspen.
Yeah.
He followed up and says, Stan Kroenke was one of our clients, and I was a construction foreman for Good Earth. I told them never send me to his property. They had no idea why.
Oh.
I told them I will write a message with gasoline on his lawn from all of us in St. Louis, and I will pull his toupee off of his head if I see him.
Whoa.
They never sent me there.
Good for them.
I'm glad you kept
your job.
I don't think he would have even fought. I think that's all bluster.
This guy, we've got like 30 seconds. Did you ever work on Robert Kraft's property? Because when you go to Aspen and you take the tour of Maroon Bells, or you want to hike to Snowmass, you can hike the whole Snowmass area, you have to take a shuttle to, they shut down the traffic because it was breaking the ecosystem. But you have to take a shuttle from this place from downtown Aspen to Maroon Bells. The very first house you pass on the right was Robert Kraft's house.
Was the parlor nearby?
Nope, that's in Jupiter, Ron.
The massage parlor?
That one is the...
Well, you're right. It was in Florida.
Have a nice day spa or whatever it is.
It's called.
Something like that. I don't know. Good day spa.
You having a good day? People are walking out. You have a good day. Great.
Oh, jeez.
How's your day? All right. You want to do this tomorrow?
Probably.
9 o'clock in the morning. We'll be back. 9 to noon. Chris and Amy show. If you missed anything... Wherever you get your podcasts, you can find the podcast for this show or on the Odyssey app. You should download that to your phone and use it as well. Stick around, though. We're going to talk baseball. We'll talk Cardinals, trade deadline, all kinds of stuff next. The Gas House Gang, Tom Ackerman, Chris Ranji, and we will have John Rooney with us next on KMOX.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.